Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Today, Neil, what are we discussing?
Well, we have a lot to discuss.
We always do, yes.
Why don't you make the few announcements?
The few announcements. Oh, the follow-us announcements?
Yeah.
Okay, so we are, as always, inviting our callers and listeners to join us on Facebook and on Twitter and Blog Talk Radio. Please do follow us. It benefits you. It benefits us. It's a win-win situation for everyone. Our call-in number today is 914-338-0164. Press 1 if you would like to speak with us. And if you'd like to have more conversation than the radio show can accommodate, 562-596-7818 is the phone number to call. And we're now on TuneIn Radio, which is available on Alexa, which is like a little robot device that many of you might have. And that's our newest platform in addition to iTunes, not BoomTunes, as Neil shared with someone. What did you call it?
I did.
Yes, yeah, you said you thought it was BoomTunes.
Oh.
You told somebody it's BoomTunes, and they were looking it up on their phone.
Oh, I remember that, yeah. Well, I can't. I don't remember those. I don't really go on those things.
It's true that Neil doesn't use the internet, as that demonstrates. We have a caller, actually, so let's bring on the caller. 520. Hi.
Good morning. How are you guys today?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I am good. I just called in, and I was listening. Are you guys taking questions right now? Or
sure.
Yeah. Okay, well, great. By the way, I love your front pictures. I like you in that yellow.
Oh, thank you.
You're very pretty.
Thank you.
I was going to ask, I have a son, and he's on drugs, and he bought a mobile home in a park, and it's paid for, but the rent, you know, you have to keep paying the rent. And the thing is, he hasn't been paying his rent. Me and his dad are paying his rent. So I just wanted to know if you see him seeking help or, I mean, if you see anything in that situation, anything you can give me.
Okay. What's your name?
I'm so sorry. I didn't even introduce myself.
Her name is so sorry. Just kidding.
I'm so sorry.
All right. Well, she said I'm. Yes.
You shouldn't give her your last name on
the air.
Well,
she's introducing herself. I'm so sorry. Yeah, so her first name would be So, and her last name would be Sorry. But anyway, we're teasing you. Okay, what?
And so my name's Christina.
With is that with a C-H or a C or a K?
No, you were correct. For C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E.
The traditional spelling. Well, I'm Kristen, so our names are cousins.
Yeah, and you know what? You know what's so funny? My whole life, I've always been called Christine. Every job I've gotten, they always say Christine, or I have friends that call me Christine, and I'm like, I, you know, it's fine with, it's okay. I'm okay with Christine or Christina, but my name is Christina.
Yeah, I get all kinds of variations: Kirsten, Kirsten, Christy, Chrissy, Christina, Christine, Kirsten. And all kinds of spelling. So I don't know. It's funny that people have trouble with those names for some reason. And Christina, what's your birthday?
They seem so common.
I know.
They seem so common.
It's so weird. Okay. Your birthday, date of birth. And we're going to get your husband's and your son's as well.
Okay. Thank you guys so much. 4-22-66.
And that's yours?
And that's mine. My husband's is, his name is Ernest, and his is 103166.
Okay.
And then this is my middle child, too. My our son is Paul, and his is 82291.
No, but you're born.
What's his name?
Paul. 8/22/1991. Well, you both share a 22 in your day, and actually,
yeah.
The sum of your getting everybody's. I haven't even added everybody up. 3, 4, 5, 15, 12, 20.
We're just trying to figure out, you know, how to approach the situation. You know, he was clean for 2 years, and then he, I guess, had a relapse, and he's still in it, you know.
So we're not sure
what to do with him.
So when up till what point was he clean?
It's probably already going to be a year he's been dirty.
Okay. I think Christina, you may not remember, but I think we've talked to you before about your son. I think you've called our show before a while ago.
I thought the last time I called you, I was talking about astral dreams because I had did an astral dream, and I thought that's what I had called about
I know we've talked to you about the sun before in the past. We have. I recall it.
Maybe I called 2 years before that when he was.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Were you helping your son financially at one point?
Yes. We've been paying his rent so he doesn't lose the mobile home because, see, the mobile home is paid and it's his. It's just that you have to pay the rent every month. So he had been doing it good. So it's been about, I guess we've paid about at least the last four. So he won't work. There's also other things he could do. Like there's a thing called CSL, like a plasma donation where you get money. And I've tried to get him clean by going there, you know, and because after you do that, you can't drink, you can't do anything. So I tried to get him into that, and then he can't do it because he's on drugs, and you can't be on drugs when you're doing that. So I'm at the end of my stick. I'm letting him know on Monday he's going to either go to the labor hall or we're going to put that trailer up for sale because it's just not fair that me and his dad keep paying his way and his way and his way. And he's going to be 26. And I'm like, we're not sure what to do. And we've been praying and praying and praying. And I know our prayers will be answered. I guess we're just being impatient. We're just on a merry-go-round, and we just are at our ends. We're like, what do we do?
Well,
tough situation.
You know, he's of legal age, so there's not much you can do. You can choose to enable him and feel like at least he's safe. He's at home. He's in a trailer. He's taking drugs, but he's safe and he has shelter. And whether we're codependent or we're wrong or not, we're going to make sure he's safe, so we're going to pay everything to enable this situation. You can do that. I mean, you're not going to, you know, go downstairs and for eternity for doing that or anything like that. That's your choice. However, if you're it sounds like your husband and yourself are in very much conflict over this, and myself, having worked in hospitals with addiction with people and things like that, with both underage and legal age, the best I can tell you, I mean, you've got to come to your own decision, Christina, but there's also something to be said for saying, look, we're no longer supporting you. This is your life and you're in charge of it. We can't be. So if you want to be in charge of your life and do drugs and do alcohol, if you want that, if you want to be in charge of that, then take charge, full charge of your life. We're no longer going to help you because we don't agree with your program. And take charge. Go live on the street. Go live on a couch. Shoot up. You're in charge. It's your life. You get to do what you want. And God bless you. Go on your way and do what you want. If you decide to that you don't like that and you want to get cleaned up and help, we'll come in. We'll come in and help you. But you know what? God bless you. You're in charge of your life. You're in charge of your life, Paul. Go for it.
I'm sure she's worried, and the father is worried about him, you know, overdosing, dying on the streets. But that could happen even while he's being enabled. And then what guilt you would have over enabling him and saying, I should have, you know, let him live his life and be responsible.
You're a parent. So
you know, you guys are so correct on everything. Everything you're saying, we're feeling. Every single thing. And me and my husband, you know, the first time we went through this, we fought a lot. This second time around, we're sticking together. We're not going to let anything get in our way of each other. I mean, we've been married, we'll be married 33 years, you know. We're just trying to do what we're supposed to do. And I do understand we are enabling him. And I know that he was on doing meth before. Has he taken it to a higher step like heroin, or is it better if I don't know?
Well, no. You know, sign up a contract with him, and you can say, look, this is something for you to look at in black and white. If you decide to clean up and go to rehab, these are the steps we will take according to your progress. So you have this as an alternative. If you decide that you do not want to get cleaned up and you don't want help, then there's no contract. Now you're on your own. This is your life. As your parents, we're giving you permission to have your life. Go do it. We don't agree with it, but go and do it. We hope to God you live through this, because the odds are that there may be some challenges there. But if you decide to come back as your loving parents, we have a contract for you, and we can do this together as a team. So you decide what you want to do, Paul. That's what I would do if I were a parent at this age, 26.
You know, when you say that, it makes me feel so at ease and calm in my heart, because my heart's been racing, and then it hurt. But when you say that and you mention his name, it makes me feel I guess I'm going to have to step up to the plate and say, this is what it is. And, you know, it's not whatever you want to do. It's either you want to do it or you don't want to do it, and we'll give you our blessings either way. So
I have a question about the mobile home and what would happen if you said, listen, you're on your own, and we're not going to pay your rent anymore unless you're going to get into a treatment program or whatever it is. And he decides, well, I'm going to be on his own. So what would happen with his rental situation? Or
the mobile home is, he has the title. It's his, but you pay for the space that you have it on. So, which is $320 a month. So if he doesn't pay his rent, then it by the end of the month, it goes into, because we just paid it for him, it goes into the court system. So by, I guess, the second month, it's about $1,000. So then the mobile home park takes over the home and takes your title, and then they now own the mobile home.
So he loses the title. Is the mobile home paid for outright?
Yes. So that's why I was wondering, I'm like, should we just sell it? You know, and what I told him, if we sell this, you're not getting the money. I'm going to put it in the bank, and when you get clean, I'll give it to you. I'm not going to give it to you to go spend on all of it on meth and overdose. I said, I'm not going to do that.
So how would you sell it if he's the full title holder?
Because because since we've been paying the rent, I told him that he was going to add his dad on to it. And when we sold it, that we were going to take the money. I said, because we have been paying. I said, I paid your light. I paid all his light bill, because he tried to let his cousins live there, and that didn't work out. And then they left him a high light bill. So he was doing okay. He was working. So I was trying to help him while he was working. I said, if you're working, we will help you. But then as soon as we started helping him, he started, he quit his job, and then he started doing more drugs. And I knew he was doing them off and on because I could tell, like, you know, you can tell when you're, like, when your kid is crying in a crowd, you know that's your kid crying. So, like, when you see your kid, you know when they're on drugs, when they're off drugs. You just know their behavior, their pupils, the dilation of them and stuff like that. You just know. So I knew he was doing it off and on. So, but when he was going to work, we said, okay, you know, he'll clean up. We're going to help him. So we were getting on a roll, encouraging him, oh, you're doing good and blah, blah, blah. And then he would stop going to work. So he said he would sign, add his dad on that title so that way we could sell it. And then I was just going to put all the money, I was going to put the money in the bank. And when he gets clean, then he has something to start with.
Yeah. That's, I think that's a good idea, don't you?
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that idea, but and by him putting his father
as
on
long
the
as he
title,
does it.
in a way, he's kind of positioned himself with a problem because the father can now insist on certain things, and so yeah, so that's going on. But it's all in Paul's best interest, like we
right.
said.
Right. Well, we don't want his money. You know, we don't want the money. We don't need your money. We don't want it. We want you to be normal. We just want you to, I don't care if you're flipping hamburgers, cutting grass, as long as you're doing it with your heart and you like to do it. And he likes to cook. You know, I'm like, do something you like to do. Even if you work at Jack in the Box, start somewhere.
He needs help. He needs help, Christina. He can't do it on his own. Worked for a year and bailed out, and he's addicted. He has an addiction, and he needs help. He needs help. So, like we said, you have a loving, strong, bold contract. You work it out with your husband, Ernest. And is that his name, Ernest? And you, you say, if you want to do this, here's what we're willing to do. And this is what you can look at every day if you want. So you make a decision. And if you don't, then we have decided that you need to be in charge of your own life. And we don't want that part of you. We're not going to support that part of your life. So we will do this. We won't do this. If you want to do the opposite of what we're suggesting, then follow through and find out what it like everybody else on the planet, what it is to be responsible. When you're not irresponsible, if you're sick, you got to go to the doctor. These are things you need to do. You're 26 years old, and that's all there is to it. I wouldn't argue with them. That would be it. And case closed. And, you know, what you got to do is just be strong. But the thing is, Christina, you're doing the right thing by doing that because you're not letting go of him. You can look at that contract yourself and say, this is good, this is sound, this is loving, and this is a safety route for him to know that he has parents that are just not saying, we're doing this, go on your own. You're showing him what you're offering.
And the conditions that you're going to be involved with him. You know, if you enabled him throughout his life, he's never going to be responsible, and he's probably always going to use. That's the reality.
You know, I had a cousin who did who enabled their son that was addicted from about the age of 15 on. And he ended up with a needle in his arm and in the plate in the big, big, expensive apartment they were keeping for him. What good did it do? Didn't do any good. And he was a meth. You know, he had all that stuff. And this was it.
So sad nowadays to see people waste. I mean, when, you know, life is so great. I mean, there's so much good out here to do and so exciting. You know what I mean?
Won't see that until he's clean. He won't understand that. His addiction is what's speaking
right,
to him.
Right. Drugs are very seductive once you
but
get hooked
on
them.
Did he take it to another level? Is he using heroin now? Because
go ahead.
I'm sorry. His uncle was on it, and before he went to jail, they would not be apart. So I didn't know if he picked that habit up too. I'm like, is that another one? I'm like, oh my goodness, you know.
She's wondering if she's taking heroin in addition to meth. I mean, I wouldn't say one's worse than the other. They're both really bad. They're both really bad.
Is he using a Magnum 7 or is he using a shotgun? You know, it doesn't matter. He's dealing with lethal energy. We can put out a prayer for him and we can put out energy work for him. I don't think, you know, this is a hardcore earthly energy. There may be some karma in there, if you will. There may be something going on about how the three of you got wrapped up in this mess to begin with, because obviously he has power and control over you
with
the drugs.
Ernest's month and day are a 5, which is Paul's karmic number, so you can see that, you know, numerically what the connections are.
Yeah, and all the numbers add up to 8, which is his month.
Right.
So you could sit there and say, okay, maybe in a past life, you know, or we got caught up in this mess because the karma we owe.
All the fire numbers 5, too, by the way.
Yeah, but
you know what,
Christina, I don't think this is a matter of psychic energy. I think this is a matter of practical, logical, but loving responses that get into the form of legalities and talking on an earthly level. This is an earthly predicament. I've been a psychic all my life. This is an earthly predicament. And you need to attack this with earthly language. Of course I'm devoted to angels and spirits and guides. You need earth. You need legal talk, contracts, and tough. And I know, you know, you sound like a very nice lady and spiritual and you pray and your husband, blah, blah, blah. That's all great. You're not going to lose that. And you can keep doing that. But that's not going to solve this. It's going to have to be tough love with a contract. And maybe you can pray that he gets through this mess. That's fine. And we can do it for you too. That's fine. And your church or your whatever you are involved in, that's fine. Your spiritual groups, that's fine. But
there has to be concrete action taken.
Paul has to look at his life and say, what do I want to do with it this time around? I have loving parents, but what do I want to do this time around? And if he wants to go on, if he wants to kill himself with this stuff, then that's what he's going to do. And we pray to God he doesn't. But you've offered an alternative. It's loving, and that's what you should stick to.
Okay, I am going to do that. You know, because his dad just was crying on Father's Day because he saw him, and he's so skinny. I mean, this kid is like, well, he's not a kid, he's an adult, but he's our kid. He's like 6'2". He probably weighs like 114 pounds. It's just so heartbreaking.
Well,
after we built him up and he had some meat on him, he was looking good. Now he looks like one of them. You know,
But his urine. I mean, your supporting him didn't stop him becoming, you know, 114 pounds. So that's the thing. You've got to realize, okay, what we're doing isn't helping him at this point. It did help for up to a certain juncture.
You might be able to get volunteer intervention groups, people who are skilled at talking.
Yeah, that's
to
true.
Addicts. You can reach out
Good
to
idea.
The community. You can reach out to societies that offer help. Friends of his that have their head on right. I don't know. You can. That's a suggestion.
Yeah, because then it's like, you know, when there's an intervention, it's like these are your choices, and this is the time that you make them. You make them now, or just help this cut off. And you know.
I can't give a name, but I was involved. One of my clients was a famous movie star, and he was strung out on drugs. And other movie stars around him gathered together and yanked him out of his apartment and threw him into a hospital. And they made sure that every time he got up to go take drugs, they slugged him back in there. And this guy was famous. And he's clean. You know, sometimes it takes a support group.
Right. He keeps telling me that oh, well, I got to move to another city where I don't know anybody and I can't buy drugs, you know, and I'm like,
well, he was fine.
The only rational
they
condition.
Find you.
No. The only rational thing you can do right now is get himself into rehab. Unless he pulls himself out of this and works.
I mean, I don't think that it's always a bad idea to get out of the environment that you're that's you know toxic. However, this is not the time for him to move at all.
Yeah, exactly.
And he needs his family support if he's going to try to get clean. So you're close by, and obviously very loving parents. So you. Being adjacent to his family is going to be, you know, an important factor in his recovery if he decides to do that.
And the sad thing is we paid his rent for July, right? So, and, you know, we're going to put it up for sale. I mean, we've kind of made up our mind that we can't keep on paying his rent. So we're going to put it up for sale. And I'm like, it's going to be your birthday and you're going to be on the streets. You know, I'm like, of course, I'm just thinking all the, you know, what's going to happen. If, you know, maybe I won't sell the trailer that fast, but I'm like, I'm hoping we do, because the mobile home that it's in, that park is, I don't know, I guess the manager before had kind of emptied it out. She wasn't supposed to. So now they're begging people to stay there. I think I'll have a good turnout selling it. It's a nice, good mobile home. I mean, you got to... God blessed him with a great mobile home. I mean, it was in great condition. I mean, yeah, it needed to be painted. The outside was perfect. The inside needed to be painted here and there. Floors were good. Everything's good. I'm like, you know, I thought he was going to do good because we were like, we're so proud of you, blah, 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 you know. And
Christina,
then, you know,
you're not the police officer. Drugs take no prisoners. He has to come to realize what drugs have to offer him. If they're going to offer him a life on the street and he's out and if they're going to offer him death.
Right. If he squanders everything he has and, you know, whether it's.
Well, he's got to realize that what his
possessions or his family.
He has to come to realize that his decisions are going to take him to certain places. And nobody, you can't help him. In that regard,
I mean,
he has to come to realize that. But like we said, rehab, you can do everything you can to protect him in terms of maybe having a savings for him and giving that contract. If the trailer, I don't know about the trailer, but, you know, I think this is what you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only hard way out of this.
Okay. I do like it. I like the advice, and you guys made me feel so much better just talking and letting it off your chest and somebody knowing how you feel. You guys have done the magic trick to make me feel better, and we already kind of had that in our head that's what we were going to, the way we were going. So
good.
I'm glad you confirmed it for me, and God, thank you guys. And you guys are such a pretty couple. I love your pictures together on the. I try to focus on good, you know. And I'm like, I love those pictures. You're such a pretty lady.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Well, you can connect with us too, Christina.
Yeah, in the picture, she's the one on the right. I'm the one on the. I'm wearing a beautiful white dress. And I felt sorry for her, so I wanted to marry her.
We invite you to connect with us on Facebook, Christina, and we can also, you know, do a little bit more for you if we're able to connect with your energy. I don't know if you're on there or not, but
no.
Oh, you're not. You're not.
No.
Well, you can always reach out to me, and if you want to share some pictures of your son, we can, you know, try to do a little energy work or pictures of yourself and your husband. You know, contact me here on Blog Talk Radio then if you don't have a Facebook account, and I'll give you my personal email. But, you know, you can always connect to by phone 562-596-7818. But we will sure send prayers to you and your family.
Okay. Well, thank you, guys. You guys have a blessed day. And
you too.
Thank God made you guys and shared you with the world. Thank you for sharing your guys' gift. So nice. That is so nice. Thank you. Thank
you. Thank
you.
Thank you, Christina. Take
good
care.
Have a lovely day. All right.
You
okay,
too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Now.
Bye-bye. We were talking, you know, it's interesting. On the past a few shows ago, we were talking about how to work with energy. And I think we had a caller who was having problems with her sister. And her sister was doing things legally to cause issues for this woman. And so the advice was, listen, you need an attorney. You need to contact the police department. And it's like, you know, for instance, if we had holes in our roof, we wouldn't use energy to fix it,
yeah.
You know? So you do have to use physical means to deal with life on the earth. Same thing with Christina and her family.
Sure.
I mean, it's just not, I mean, prayers are always, always helpful, but you know, you have to take concrete steps to.
You know, when I was a young kid in school, one thing that in my history class, I remember the word that came up from the teacher says melting pot. The United States is a melting pot.
I was going to talk about this on the last, on the 4th of July show. But
melting
anyway,
pot.
Go ahead. Yeah.
I thought melting pot. What the hell is he talking about?
I think they
pot.
Call it a mosaic now.
They do.
It's changed.
Oh, that's
yeah.
fine. But I mean, any word, any synonym can work. But melting pot, when we melting pot means that we live in a country that is, that has many cultures, many, many different people from many different diverse countries and religions. So they all get put together into this melting pot. And it doesn't mean that distinctly they lose their identity melting pot. It means that they are all
right.
there in their original composition becoming part of the whole program.
I think that's why they call it a mosaic now, because the idea of melting pot
lended
itself to homogeny. So exactly, mosaic, you know, the colors have their individual, they maintain their individual
yeah.
integrity rather than melting all into.
Better term, but the point is, when I was growing up in the 50s,
yes,
that's what they called it.
My generation too, I think.
And
mosaic was a later term.
When we are dealing with psychic, my whole life is composed of psychic energy, but I'm grounded. It's wonderful to be just spiritual. If the God allowed me to be on a mountaintop in a cave and all I had to do was meditate, fine. That's not what happened. And I'm an earthling as much as I am a spiritual person. Kristen's an earthling as much as she is a spiritual person.
I thought we were aliens.
well, probably some of that too. You're from Mexico?
I do have some heritage there, yes.
Yeah. So the idea is that we have to combine, of course, this is stupid to share. I mean, everybody knows this. We have to combine spiritual energy and earthly energy. If you want to put earthly energy into some kind of little spiritual box, call it karma. You know, okay, we have karma. We have responsibilities. We're on the earth. We're in these bodies. We're just not composed of spirit. We are composed of flesh and organs and all that. And we have to work and we have to eat and we have to sleep and all the rest. And so that gets intermingled in the mosaic. And so we're part of
or the melting
things.
Pot.
And sometimes you have to look specifically at one part of that mosaic and
right.
say, this is the time for physicality, this is the time for spirituality.
Right, because if the physical side needs work and it's cleaned up on a certain level, then prayer is going to be more effective. So one balances the other. I mean, they work, in conjunction. And we have a caller that has come in and out for the whole show. So this caller is back. Hi, 303. It's Allison. Hello.
Oh, hello.
Hi. Did you want a reading? You had your hand raised earlier, but I didn't know if you forgot.
Yeah, I guess I'll take one. It's been a while.
Okay. 315-57, right?
Uh-huh.
What's your question?
Yes, ma'am. I'd like to see what, you know, I do numerology myself, so a lot of my questions I can kind of answer myself, but it's always interesting to have somebody else's second opinion. So just getting ready to uproot from my location in a very big way, and wondering what the next few months look like.
Okay, can you tell us a little bit more about your uprooting? Because this has been we've talked to you for many years on the show now, and we've had a lot of different moves. So what's going on?
Moving, geographical move.
Uprooting. Right, to where?
another part of the state.
Another part of the state. Okay, so it's not like a big distance, but another part of the state. Okay,
right, it's a big distance in terms of the from a small town to a massive city.
So a big change. Did you get work there?
Nope.
Wow.
So she's
62, right? 61. I'm sorry, 61.
61. Yeah.
See, the thing,
30 years beyond her, she's going to have a change actually in a year.
Yeah.
62. But
the thing
ahead.
Is, your karma, I mean, at 31, you had a change. So double that, 62. So what
right.
you're doing, what you're doing on your spiritual / earthly journey is you are starting to prepare to make a journey whereby at 62, you are having a rebirth of themes. You're moving into a new energy according to your life path, your linear life path, that mm-hmm. the karma of 31 times 2 is 62. You'll be 62 in March. It's coming up more or less.
Yeah.
June,
August.
July, August, September, October, November, December, January, February, March, 9 months.
Even less because we're already into July.
July. So you're basically within the period, gestation period of change, and so 62 will be the first full year of this change, and you're supposed to do it now. What's involved in that energy of 5 and 7, which is the chakras of the throat and the crown, and
she's going to be wearing a crown
in between.
She's going to be wearing a crown.
Yeah, Tudor King. So, you have a cat? Do you have any cats?
I do not. I haven't had a pet. I haven't had a pet in. I haven't had a pet in decades.
Probably because you rent. It's hard to have a pet when you rent.
Yeah,
That's why I don't. Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
She's making a joke.
There's a joke. I think there's a Tuna King cat pet food, and it shows the cat with a crown on his head.
No, that's Chicken of the Sea tuna, isn't it?
No. There's a pet food.
That
would
be
a cat.
I've never seen Tuna King. That may have been an old brand.
An old brand.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
It was about 1880.
I think it was more like 1850.
But anyways, nonsense aside, you're going through a change. And so what's going to happen when you make this change is you will discover a new group of tribal energy, a new group of people, and that will become significant to the kind of destiny journey you're involved in. You're going to be doing some writing.
And you probably don't remember.
No.
She's a writer.
Oh, she's a writer?
Yeah.
I didn't remember. You're a writer? So so your writing is going to become more intense. It will get down to a level. You see, what's going to happen, Allison, is that your writing is going to get more into the part of Earth where you're starting to slowly release yourself from Earth. So your writing is going to be talking more about how to release oneself from the planet and how to wrap up things on the planet.
That's the 5-7.
Yeah. So, and those can be very enriching writings, in reflection, when you start to talk about, as any writer, as they age, they start to group their head together and all the parts of their brain to say, well, what have I done? How far have I come? Am I ready to let go? How much have I accomplished? And how do I start to say my farewell to the planet? Even if it's 25 years away, you're in your last third of your life. How do I start to say farewell? And what do I do in the process of saying farewell in this last third of my life? So that mm-hmm. when you transform into spirit and soul, maybe I won't need the body anymore. Maybe I'll be done with the body. And that's mm-hmm. where you're going. And that's what I, that's my take. I don't know, Kristen, you can
Well, we have, I want to ask Allison, do you have any response?
Yeah, it's just interesting to me. It's interesting to see that, because I remember what happened at what was going on at 31.
What was it? Remind
that was, my life took a really big, it didn't involve a relocation at the time, like it does now, a massive uprooting from my home, from what I call my home, from what I know is my home. But I had just the people I met, certain events in my life took me into a very, very unpredictable, unseen direction that opened up a new chapter of my life that was extremely rewarding on a lot of levels, and it was very it was very personal. That's what happened at 31. It kind of initiated that decade of some interesting experiences that I wasn't really even aiming for.
Right, so probably that's going to be looking for, you know, the content of what happens at 62, and so far as you're moving
right.
to another city, it's a big city, there's going to be different interactions, you're
all
in a small
that.
Town now.
You got, you know, Allison, your first two numbers are 3-1,
which is
and that is
number.
Your karmic number. Then your following number
number's
is 5, which is shadowed over in your year. I mean, it's pretty... Your journey is going to go from the 5th to the 7th chakra. If you follow numerology and you know your chakra systems,
yeah.
your journey
yeah.
is going to go from that zone. And the journey between 5 and 7 is 6. So you're going to be using your third eye on, in some respects.
It's also 2.
yeah. It's a 3-2. But
5
you
to
know,
7 is rise of 2. But anyway,
yes,
go
rise
ahead.
Of 2, which is a rebirth in the second
chakra.
But, you know, it's. I think it's meant to be. It's meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that I would the only thing that I would say on an abstract level is you've got to think. And I don't know why I'm saying this. You may who cares? I'm just saying it anyways. I'm thinking of Ireland and a lot of greenery. I don't know why, but that's what came up.
Can you identify anything that's going on with?
Are you a leprechaun?
that's got to be it.
Maybe you're a sheep.
No, I don't really have any great what I would call great either fascination with or affinity with.
Are you
Irish?
Do you have any Irish heritage?
I think one of my grandmothers had a mishmash. I think she had some Irish in her.
I don't know. Do you like green? Do you like green sceneries and pastoral? And...
Yeah. I think everybody pretty much does. I mean, it's because of nature, it's life. You know, it's not my first element.
Some people like the desert, though. I mean, some people love
dry. Yeah, I like it all because it's all nature. You know, anything to me
yeah.
that's nature. I don't care what it is. If it's desert, or if it's green, or if it's blue, or if it's yellow, or if it's tall, or short, if it's rocky, if it's watery. I like
so you're
it all
open.
It's all nature.
You're open. So nothing specific really about green. I don't know.
I don't know why I saw it. Maybe you'll meet somebody Irish over there. I don't know why.
Possible.
But, you know, I've been doing this so long that if I see something, I share it. I don't, you know, I'm too old to know, well, was you
yeah,
right,
he's
were you wrong?
He's almost fossilized by now.
Yeah.
He's so old.
Yeah. Well, you know, you get to a certain place where you've been, when you've done this all your life, and you see something, you share it. That's all.
Yeah, and it could connect to something that might resonate later, and she can call the show again and share it with us. But I guess that's a green light for her move. I didn't mean to do that. Green light for her move, and hopefully you'll get work quickly. Do you have a place to live?
That was actually the big news of yesterday was that because I have to be out of my current situation by Thursday at the very latest. And,
why?
Why
such a quick? I mean,
because that's the date that that the house is changing hands. So that's just how it is. So
I thought they were, aren't they required to give you like more notice than that?
Oh, they gave me more notice, but.
Oh, okay.
But I had found a place, but yeah, I applied for an apartment that was very much, and got the word yesterday that it went to somebody else, so that left me with having to be out and get everything moved out and still having no place to go. A week
always
out.
So she's just moving. She has no place to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so, you know, that's pretty much always been the.
Well, we'll step up
the
on
theme,
the
I guess
right.
The theme of my life has often been a lot of uprootings and then, you know.
You know what, Allison? If I were you, Allison, I would, before I go to bed at night, just envision Ireland and greenery. There may be some past life going on where there's going to be a connection to where you're moving, because you're making a move within the state. But this doesn't mean that it's reflective of a move that you made in a long time ago. You're now becoming, it's like a migration, you're becoming a kind of a vagabond. You're moving through an area, and you're actually moving through the energy and the karma of a lifetime. And maybe other lifetimes. So this move that you're moving to is, I think, actually going to end up at a fishing hole. I think there's going to be something there waiting for you. But we'll put
really?
Our prayer.
Well, actually, you know, it's a very unconventional, disrupted, unsettled life that I lead. And by the time you get, you know, when you're moving, and these are all self moves. I don't hire movers. These are moves that I do on my own. You know, so. I don't have the
luxury
of. Oh, it's and the older you get, the less fun it is.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd ever classify moving as fun.
I move out the front.
It's never fun even in your 20s, but I think I'm on move 50. I think this is 58 or 59 or 57 or number 60. Somewhere in the late 50s is the number of moves I've made. And so it's 1 year I moved like 6 times in one city. And so. You know, at this age, it's like, when do I get to stop? When do I get to settle down and just start to live my life instead of having to deal with such constant upheaval and disruption?
Well, perhaps.
That's
perhaps,
my question.
Perhaps by the age of 62, Allison, because, again, that's the doubling of your karmic number. So that's, you know, you're approaching that right now. You're going through that change. So we're going to put out energy for you. We've got to take other callers because we've only got like 8 minutes left in the show. But do keep in touch and let us know where you land and what is going on, okay?
I'll check in. I'll check in in another 2 weeks.
Sounds good. Okay. Good luck.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. So we have time for, I think, one more caller, and it's 404. That is the next in line.
Hello.
Hi. You're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shanithia. Do you need my birthday?
What's your name?
Shanithia.
How do you spell that? I'm going to try to spell it. Let's see if I get it right. Go ahead.
S-H-A-N-E-T-H-I-A.
Okay, so I was one letter off. But I'm close. Okay, this A. It was an E. And what's, yes, we do need your birth date.
3/3/1994.
And what's your question?
Okay. I had a reading done probably like 2 weeks ago. And she told me that I would be coming into a sum of money, not from job or nothing related, but she was like I would be at a casino or something or bingo and I don't even play those, you know, games with, you know, the scratching off tickets. Sometimes I do. But do you see, you know, anything in that area, like any numbers you could tell me what you see I would be gaining from that day? Because you said from 6 weeks.
Wait, your question is, let me see if I got the question. The question is, are you going to be winning? No, that's okay. Are you going to be winning any money from playing lottery games?
Well, a somebody.
Yeah,
like, according
about
to what the psychic says.
Yeah, something about casino in the next 6 weeks. And I was just so curious about that. Because I don't go to the casino. I don't gamble.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't suggest starting to gamble just because a psychic told you that you were going to be winning money. I mean, you know, I don't ever promote
anyone
gambling.
I mean, if a psychic said, if you go to a casino, you're going to be losing a lot of money, I would have more emphasis on listening
exactly.
to her.
Exactly.
You know, be careful out there. Don't be careful out there with what these people say. I mean, I'm not going to sit there like I'm the word, you know, everything I say is right. I've been wrong plenty of times, but I wouldn't follow anybody's advice
to go
in that regard. I did have a client that we tried very hard for him to win at card playing. We tried really hard, and it didn't work. I don't think I came down here to help people win at the casino. That's not it.
Yeah, it was.
Uh-huh.
Well,
I'm here to do that.
No.
Yeah, it was
Go
a
ahead.
Question
what were you
gonna
say,
I had.
Shanita?
It was a question. It was a question I had asked, you know, because I'm in like a little stress over money right now.
Oh, so you
and,
had asked about what you are, what's coming financially.
Yeah, what did she?
The question
what
was a
she,
financial question, and she suggested
yeah.
that you go win some money at a casino, or that you would be coming into money due to a gambling win.
Yeah, she was like, you know, it was just going to be a dry season for the next few weeks until she said it sounded like, you know, I would be invited somewhere. So I was just curious about that one.
Listen, do you have any rich uncles or grandmothers or parents that are about to die? They're going to leave you an inheritance?
No, not that I know of, no.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's the
so.
Point.
And do you work?
Yes.
What do you do?
I work at a perfume glass company. I'm a selector.
Oh, we've talked to you before. I remember you.
Uh-huh.
I remember you.
Uh-huh.
I remember you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she
perfume
glass.
Perfumes.
No, she works at a pure where they manufacture the bottles for perfume.
Oh.
So,
uh-huh.
And what's going on with the money situation? I know they do like.
Well, right now my check is being garnished from something my mom did, so it's like my checks be literally like two, like a little bit over two something a week, and that's
you have to support yourself. Like you're not living at your mother's house.
I had to come back home, and I
oh,
still did. Have to pay her. So it's like, I'm
what
just,
is she
I'm
garnished
all
your
over.
Check for? You she sued you, obviously.
Yeah, it was something that I had, you know, when I was younger, SSI, and I guess they was overpaid. She was overpaid. So they came to the last person on the list, and that was me. And I went up there to try to see if I could work out a payment plan or talk to them about it because I had no clue about it. And they told me no. And these people, like, literally want, like, $9,000, and that's a lot of money. So I had to come back home.
Yeah. Oh, are you able to get another job on top of the job you already have? I mean, that would be probably my first suggestion is seeking additional.
I can, but the shift is like 6 to 2, 10 to 6, yeah. and 2 to 10. It rotates every week, so it'll be
wow.
so hard.
Yeah.
What state do you live in?
Georgia.
Well, you know, are you skilled in any other area, or is this what you're built for, this kind of work?
I mean, I basically can do everything out there. Like, everything comes to common sense with me. I get it. I get it very quickly. I don't know how, but
no,
I'll work.
Don't go to the casino. Don't go to the casino. You look around to the job market and see if there's a better-paying job. So you can release yourself from this one and maybe go to a better paying job. In the meantime, at least you have shelter with your mother. You're living at home. We don't see going to the casino as a
being a viable option.
You need to find out what you can do that pays more and start there, and maybe this is going to be a working out solution. You're going to have to work this one out.
How long are your wages going to be garnished?
Whew, the most they've taken out was like $100. I think the most they will.
For what duration? For how long do you expect that they're going to be taking money out of your wages?
I have no clue. I have no clue. She didn't give me all that information. I have to go back up there.
Do you know
but
how much you owe?
It looks like
what
to me,
you
man.
Know? Do you know 8, how much?
8,000. It says 8,577. I think.
8,577, and they're taking 100.
200.
Yeah.
They're taking 200. She said.
200 a month.
Yeah, they're literally, they'll take up to like 162 a week.
162 a week. So that's 162 times
four. I don't know. You know, unless you find out, unless you have an attorney or somebody that can help you, you know, limit this. But your solution is to get better paying job. To think
okay.
that you're going to walk outside and God's going to throw money down, or you're going to go to the casino and win money. I don't know what the... We don't agree with that, okay? And we don't think it's a wise thing to do.
No,
you know,
she didn't. She didn't say. She didn't. Yeah, she didn't say go to the casino.
I went to a gas station. I'm a psychic, and I went to the gas station, and the guy at the gas station said, "Buy a dollar lottery ticket. You're gonna win." I feel it in my bones. I'm like an idiot. I bought.
I couldn't believe it because Neil has never gambled. I saw this lottery ticket. I said, "What is this?"
I go, well, you know, maybe it's my lucky day.
Was
I,
not.
You know,
we didn't get one number.
No, we didn't get
not
one number.
Not one. I mean, you didn't pick the numbers. Obviously,
no.
That would be a different story.
Oh,
but
yeah, I could.
Neil could pick the numbers. But, you know, on an integrity level.
I don't do that.
You
I don't
could
do
not do that. It would
I've
be
had people who wanted me.
Karma.
Who wanted to take me to Las Vegas with them because I could pick numbers. I don't do that. I would get karma for that. And I don't really suggest that's what you
so,
do. You need to find a better paying job
so
because this will take forever.
Well, it's not going to take forever, but it would take, according to what they're taking out of her check, would take about 13.2 months. So,
okay.
Well, she owes over $8,000, $8,000 whatever, put down, and it's $648 a month they'd be taking out. So it would take over a year for you to pay the debt. But if you could compensate... Yeah, it's 140. They're taking 160 something a month or a
okay.
week out of the check. Wait a second.
Yeah, they're taking weekly.
How many checks? I'm sorry, I may have calculated it wrong. How many checks do you get? Oh, is that a week they're taking out 160?
Yeah,
something?
I get paid week. Yeah, I get
so,
paid weekly, and they take out weekly.
Oh, weekly. I
be
see.
13 months.
Okay,
so I mean, you need to. Find a way to make that $648 a month out. But I mean, you, Shanithia, should be doing this math and knowing what you owe so you can start to create a plan for yourself as to what to do to, you know, to make up for that loss. You know what I'm saying?
No.
I mean,
so you see me being at home for a while with my mom.
Yeah.
And she's making you pay rent?
Yes.
So how much do you make a week?
Now my check is because I have to pay a car note $85 a week. So
wait, you make $85 a week after everything's taken out?
No, after they garnish it and stayed and everything takes out, it goes to like I'll see probably like $300 flat or $299. And I got to give $85 for my car note, and I have to pay my mom rent, put gas in the car. So I'm probably left at probably like $80, $85, $90. Do I get food and stuff? And I can't save.
So $340, you're saying you have left over for after
no,
you
No, like after
No, a
they,
month.
After,
a month. $340 a month. Because
yeah,
if you have $85 left over
that,
a week. That would be $340.
If that, yeah.
And you pay rent
mm-hmm.
and food and expenses, and then you have $340
yeah.
a month left. I mean,
but you got food, shelter. I mean, in Georgia, are there better paying jobs than what you've got? for you?
It's really hard to look around, like, places there. They're doing assignment jobs. See, I'm permanent at my job, and it's really hard to find a permanent job around my area that can get me in right away.
What do you exactly do in the perfume bottle factory? What do you do? Are you, like, on a, like, assembly line or something?
Yeah, I'm on assembly line. I'm actually packing them.
You know, you're in a tough spot. You're in a tough spot, and I don't know what to say to you. I mean, you know, to improve your lot in life, to go to school, you're not in a position that's going to be hard. You might have to look at the job market if you want to change and start moving up higher. This is going to take work. It's going to take work on top of work.
And she's only 24, right? You're 24?
Yeah, and this is something my mom did, and I have to...
She's saying, her mom got overpaid by SSI, and she's having to pay it back. So it's unfortunate, but...
It's a common situation.
Karmic, exactly.
Is your home comfortable? Are you getting along with your mom?
It's really hard to be here. Really hard. I have to suck up a lot of things with her.
Is she, and she's not taking any responsibility for the fact that she's the one that received the payments for you, and
yeah,
you're happy.
She don't even exactly. She don't even care. See, when I went up there, it was a lot more stuff I found out that I didn't know she was getting money for, and they were still overpaying her. So when I was trying to,
what's your mom's birthday? Yeah. Janice, real quick, because we got to close the show. We're like way over.
Okay, 10/12/76.
1276, and she's an 29/11/2, and the mother has an 11.
And she's not taking no responsibility for it. She doesn't care. She doesn't care.
Well, you know, I mean, you're better off lottery. You're better off finding a rich husband than a lottery.
Yeah.
I mean, this is so tough. You're going to have to look at the job market, and I don't know, it's going to be a tough one, but if you're calling it because you said you had a reading and the person says you're going to make a lot of money,
forget it. Don't bank on that.
I can't say that I uphold that that prediction. I don't see it, but if you want to believe in it and go for it. But you got to be careful.
Yeah, she came in late, but sometimes, I mean, you know, she's got to do something more on an earth level to be able to compensate for whatever she's lacking, you know, in the checks.
You know, what are the odds if everybody who is in financial problems could go run to the lottery?
You know, the only other thing is, isn't there any way, I mean, you did not take those payments. Your mother took the payments. And is there anything she did that was illegal? I mean,
she was a payee. She had the cars, the checks. I never cashed anything. I never swiped. Everything was going in her account. I never knew the amount.
I would say the only other thing is talk to someone who's an attorney.
You need
to talk to an attorney, because for you to have to pay this debt back you didn't ever see the checks. She was depositing them, and there's records that support that. So there's got to be someone who deals with, what were these checks for? You said Social Security?
Yes.
A disability for you or something?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, there's got to be an attorney in your area that will give a free consultation. I would start to research these attorneys and see if you have any legal recourse, Shanithia, because that's way more of a possibility than, you know, going into a casino and being able to, you know, pull a whatever, what are they called, slot machine arm and get a jackpot. This is
okay.
You know, there might be someone that can help you out there, but get back in touch with us and let us know. Go start to research people in the area that can help you. Okay.
Thank you guys. Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care.
You too. Bye.
Okay, we're out of time. We've got to close the show. So. Hope everyone has a great weekend, and we thank you all for joining us. Bye-bye.